Hey, this is a Mr. Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z, 32272. For some reason, y'all didn't get the first one. He was seen 8-11-23, chief complaint. Anxiety, number one. Number two, difficulty sleeping. Number three, I need my medications refilled. Number four, hypertension. Next one is follow-up of diabetes. Next one is history of high cholesterol. Next one is history of carotid stenosis. Next number, history of low vitamin B12. Next number is sleep apnea. Diagnosed but never treated. Next number, it's been years since he had any workup done regarding sleep apnea. Next number, history of low testosterone. Next number is history of ED. Our patient is a 51-year-old gentleman who just got married not too long ago. He's off his testosterone, and he's doing well as far as his sexual interaction with his wife is concerned, but he wants to check his testosterone, period. He's had no fever, chills, no hematemesis, hematochezia. He wants to start his Vistaril because he was helping him with his anxiety. He's not suicidal or not having any other issues with anxiety, period. Medication, he takes lisinopril 10, 12 and a half once a day, metformin 1,000 milligram twice a day. Then he takes Viagra 100 milligram as needed. Then he takes Crestor 10 milligram a day. Next one is he's off his testosterone injection. Next one is he takes Vistaril injections on a regular basis. Vistaril tablets as needed, period. Allergy, allergy. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, hypogonadism, surgery, no recent surgery, social, just got married, works in construction, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, a review of system as above. He's had some palpitations associated with his anxiety. For that reason, an EKG was obtained, which was completely within normal limits, period. Family history, negative for colon cancer. Negative for colon cancer, positive for hypertension, positive for diabetes. Then his vitals. Let's see, he's 225 pounds, 225, 96%, 98, 16, 85, 139 over 80. Allergen and drug allergy, by the way, COVID immunization. Put down, hadn't had any COVID immunization. Heart pauses, from buzzer, still lungs, to clear up, himself, next, which have these things, shows no rash, or mucosa with an lesion. His echocardiogram shows RVH and LVH. Next number, he needs a sleep study, ASAP. Next number, he definitely has fatty liver. Next number, obesity remains the same. Next number, he needs a positive fatty liver. Next number, carotid stenosis remains the same. Next number, EKG is within normal limits. Next number, nevertheless, I'm going to ask him to see a cardiologist to see for a stress test. He has never had one. Next time, he says he's not interested in that at this time. Next time is ED stable. Next time is not on testosterone injections now. Next time is medications were refilled. Next time is allergic rhinitis and Flonase. Next number, he does have a prescription for testosterone to start when he wants, but he's going to wait for his level to come back. Next number, check cholesterol. Next number, check CBC, CMP, TSH, PSA, B12, vitamin D, and B12. Next number, lower extremity pain related to diabetic neuropathy. Next number, sleep apnea needed. Next number, carotid stenosis as before. Next number, allergic rhinitis. Next number, discuss findings with the patient at length. And we'll set him up for a sleep study and a stress test ASAP if he allows us. Thank you.